This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, happy Tuesday. It is the Brett Maga Show. Every single day, a different member of the show picks out a good news story that just inspires them, makes them feel happy inside. And it's the first thing we do on the show. We kick it off with some positivity. Hannah picked out today's story.
Yeah, for all of you thrifters out there, I have a story that's going to keep you want to keep going back to the stores to get more stuff. I'll tell you what that is next.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So a mom out in California stopped by a Goodwill store and she bought one of those old Scream masks. They're kind of viral right now. Like, people keep making TikToks and stuff in them. She saw it. It was $5. Just picked it up. Thought it'd be like, you know, for funsies, a little Halloween thing. And when she got home, she realized that this mask in particular was different, and it actually was worth a lot more money. The mask that she bought just randomly from Goodwill for $5 was actually one of the original Scream masks. It was from the first production back in 1991. She bought it for $5, ended up selling it for $856.
That's crazy.
eBay.
Wow.
I thought, Kevin, you would love this.
Yeah, I was going to say, Kevin loves like memorabilia.
Exactly. It's like garage sale gold.
Goodwill gold.
Yeah, exactly. That's awesome.
Oh, that's some good news.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. Actually, AB sent me this one. It was going viral online. People starting drama within their own families because they could not come to a consensus. And people thought, how could this question be so hard? But if you think about it, it's actually a very challenging poll. Would you rather give up sauce or never kiss again?
Oh my gosh, so easy. Forget all sauce. Thousand Island gone.
Oh, I was going to say Thousand Island.
Wow. Thousand Island out the window.
No hesitation.
I'm such a little kissy lover girl.
All right, Kevin.
I got to have my sauce.
And, Kevin's, you know, like, I haven't been kissed in 10 years.
Think about how everything would be so dry.
Exactly.
Pasta sauce.
Right, yeah.
Not just Thousand Island ketchup,
right.
Mayo, sauce.
This is genuinely so hard for me. I think I have to give up kissing.
What?
I'm going on year two of not kissing anyone, so I don't even remember what it's like
it's
anymore.
It's been 2 years since you kissed someone?
She kissed
almost.
Someone at Mardi Gras. That was 2 years ago.
That will be 2 years.
Wow.
So, I mean, a couple months away. But it's been a long time. I don't even remember what that's like anymore. I can't give up sauce. I wouldn't be able to eat anything.
AB, I
dunk things
you,
in there.
After being married for over 25 years, you know, after about the third or fourth year of not kissing, you're fine.
Need sauce.
Oh my gosh.
So, Kevin, same way. I felt like there's other ways to connect it. So I didn't think that kissing was that important. Well, your significant other. I was like, whatever. But then I thought, my kids are like in the toddler stage. And so I get lots of toddler kisses. And so if I... Do I lose all kisses from everybody?
All kisses.
So then I would get rid of the sauce. But if it was, don't tell my wife, but if it was just any other kisses, bring on the sauce.
I would be offended.
Yeah. Toddler kisses here. Toddler ranch, man. Come on.
Toddler ranch. That's a thing now.
The polls are open.
Brett, better keep it.
break, better keep it moving.
All right, to keep it moving, we know you're keeping it moving throughout your morning, so you didn't probably have time to check the internet. We'll check it for you. Put 2 minutes on the clock, and I'll scroll through some headlines. A list of the best witches has just come out, and now I have the top ones.
Okay, I think the reigning queen has to be the Wicked Witch of the West from The Wizard of Oz because she's been around for so long. I feel like she's earned the title.
Yeah, it does say The Wizard of Oz, so I think they're including both of them.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you feel like The Wizard of Oz is different witches than Wicked?
No.
No?
No,
I don't.
Same witches.
I know it's the same witches, but the younger version and the older version, I feel like, are different
it
witches.
It just brings so much more depth to The Wizard of Oz.
I know, but then, like, because Wicked doesn't get, like, any placement on there. So, like, Ariana Grande.
I don't think Ariana Grande is the same as, like, the OG
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, I feel like those should
Oz.
Be ranked differently.
I don't know.
See, you should be like, there's two different actors play them.
Hannah hasn't seen Wicked. She can't say anything. Yeah. Keep it moving.
Okay. And no Hocus Pocus, not even in the top five. But
really?
Anyways.
Who was the number one?
Yeah, who's number
Wizard
two?
Wizard of Oz. The witches
right.
of
Eastwick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Eastwick,
oh, yeah.
Practical magic and weapons. No Charmed, no Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, and Weapons just came out.
No,
so.
The Blair Witch Project, Sleeping
yeah.
Beauty, Harry Potter witches.
Oh,
yeah,
forget that.
Snow White got 13, but yeah, like none of those.
Sabrina and the yeah. Teenage Witch.
Mm-hmm. Boo Buckets are coming back to McDonald's.
Love that.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, Happy Meals leading up to Halloween. Part of the fun, you get to get Boo Buckets. There's five faces, a ghost, a pumpkin, goblin, a cat, and zombie.
So here for that.
Latest shortage, turkey. Just in time for Thanksgiving.
Great. We eat ham anyway. Keep it moving.
All right. The world's most disliked airline is not Spirit Airlines.
Who is it?
American Airlines, actually. So they had an analysis look at people who've complained about airlines the most, and American Airlines actually finished 1, Frontier 2, 3 was United. Spirit, not even in the top 10, guys.
Wow.
Everyone
Why are you guys hating on them?
Everyone complains about Spirit, but look at that. Didn't even finish in the top 10.
Brett, better keep it, Brett, better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Hannah, meet Danny. Danny, meet Hannah.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, Hannah.
All right, you guys ready to take on each other in Hannah's homeschool?
Yep.
Big rivals here. Okay. Hannah, leave the room. We're going to ask Danny 5 pop culture questions. We'll probably give Danny help because we like her more. Bye, Hannah.
Yep, thanks.
Hannah's officially gone, so she can't hear the questions or answers. Tie does go towards Hannah, though, Danny, so let's get this win, okay?
Okay.
J-Lo recently said in an interview that she was truly never loved, despite being married 4 times. Name one of her ex-husbands.
Ben Affleck.
All right. Sabrina Carpenter just recently played Saturday Night Live. Just name me one of her songs.
Manchild.
Boom. She performed that on SNL.
Mm-hmm.
Keith Urban had an awkward run-in with a fan that has the same name of his ex-wife. What is his ex-wife's name?
Nicole Kidman.
3 for 3, Danny. Not even hesitating.
Yeah.
People think Kristen Bell's 12th anniversary message to her husband was a little creepy. Who is she married to?
Dax Shepard.
Yep. And then to complete the five for five, a recent survey came out with the number one witches in movies, which was Wizard of Oz. Name a movie that has a witch in it, besides Wizard of Oz.
Bewitched.
Ooh, all nice right. choice. Love it. Okay. Five for five. Well, Hannah's got to get them all correct. Danny was on her game, wasn't playing at all. All right. All right, we're going to bring Hannah back in one song.
All right, thanks.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room, playing Hannah's homeschool here on the Brett Megas Show. It's a pop culture quiz game. Hannah stands outside the room while Danny answered five pop culture questions, and I'm going to ask Hannah the same ones. Danny crushed it. Tell her how many you got right, Danny.
Five for five.
She didn't.
Five for five.
And it might have been an all-time record in speed, too.
I was going to say, that was super fast.
She didn't even hesitate. You ready, Hannah?
I'm going to get them today.
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
A little scared, but I'm ready.
You got to get the same amount right. Danny, you can't lose, though. Tie goes towards Hannah's record. Here we go. J-Lo said she has never truly been loved, despite being married four times. Name one of her ex-husbands.
Ben Affleck.
All right, everyone with Ben, the most recent one. Sabrina Carpenter just played Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. Name just one of her songs.
Man Child.
Yep, performed that on SNL. Keith Urban had an awkward run-in with a fan that has the same name as his ex-wife. What is his ex-wife's name?
Nicole Kidman.
Yep, three for three. Here we go. People think Kristen Bell's 12th anniversary message to her husband was a little creepy. Who is she married to?
Dax Shepard.
All right, all on the line for this. You're four for four. Name a movie that has a witch in it.
Wicked.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
And she hasn't even seen that movie.
No, I haven't. I haven't.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of movies with
witches. Wizard
in
of
it.
Oz. I was thinking of that one movie with the three witches that everybody loves.
Hocus Pocus.
Yes, I was thinking of that, but I couldn't think of the name.
All right, five for five. Danny, you lose even though you got five for five.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to say it, though.
This is Danny, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Well, we got to do the Mega Mind question of the day. First, it is the Brett Mega Show. This is the most common male character's name in movies.
I'm going to say Joe.
Joe?
Lots of Joes out there.
I think you're close. I think it's John.
Wow, Jays.
See, I think it's Jack.
Really? Whoa.
Joe, John, or Jack? Those are all good.
Yep.
Someone's got it right.
Oh, J-Train.
Why is the J-Train such a... Why did everyone go J's?
Know.
I know. That's so interesting. But someone got it correct. It is either Joe, John, or Jack. This is the most common male character's name in movies. We'll find out what it is next here on the Brett Mega Show.
Mega Minds.
All right, someone actually got the answer correct here on the Brett Mega Show to the Mega Mind question of the day. We're about to find out who. This is the most common male character's name in movies.
I said Joe.
I said John.
I said, what did I say?
You
said
Jack.
My God.
I was trying to think of any other J name.
It was a J name, clearly. And you guys are going to be shocked. The person who could not remember the name they said got it correct. It's
Oh,
Jack.
My gosh.
Jack. Yeah, everyone's
Thank
pissed.
You very much.
Everyone's annoyed.
That. Think about that. You got Jack Ryan, Why Jack did you Skellington.
You're like justified. Why did you guess
Why
Joe?
Why didn't you say it, yeah. Kevin?
Because I was thinking about John McClane.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah.
That's
Johnny
why.
From Greece.
Well, you I know? Win.
Yeah. And just remember the name Jack when you're watching movies. We're kicking off 60 minutes of commercial-free music. And this is always a special week on the Brett Mega Show because we're giving away the most coveted prize in all of radio, a pumpkin, but for special reasons. We'll tell you all about it next on the Brett Mega Show. We're asking you right now if you are in need of a pumpkin, if you're like, oh, yeah, I definitely need a pumpkin. Okay, this sounds silly, but it's not. It's something we do every single year on the Brett Mega Show. We give away pumpkins, and everyone from our marketing team are like, you guys can have concert tickets. You know that, right, guys? And we're like, no, these pumpkins mean so much. It was my family's first, like, holiday tradition. And I think sometimes during the holidays, we all just get stressed out. Like, sometimes during the holidays, we're like, I can't afford to go to a pumpkin patch with my kids. I can't afford to make these memories, or I don't even have the time to sit down and carve a pumpkin and really focus on what things matter. And so what we do is we actually go and get these pumpkins from a pumpkin patch, and we have little kids pick them out because we go when schools are visiting a pumpkin patch, and these kids are so adorable. You can see the video of these kids picking out these pumpkins. You get a pumpkin and a small pumpkin all signed by the kids, like it's signed memorabilia, and then we hand deliver them to you. We do. We treat them with care. Mm-hmm. So if you know somebody who's like, you know what? I can use a pumpkin pick-me-up. They just feel like they're going through a lot. We will hand deliver those pumpkins to you. It means a lot to us, and hopefully it means a lot to you. To show you how big these suckers are, Kevin and I had to carry these things.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I helped too.
Yeah, you did carry. So you do. AB films, so she doesn't carry. Mm-hmm. We're actually going to weigh one, which we think is the biggest pumpkin. We've posted the four pumpkins on our Instagram so you can judge which pumpkin you think is the biggest and how much you think it weighs. Go and comment. Like, oh, I think pumpkin 1, 2, 3, or 4 is the biggest. You can see these pumpkins that were picked out by second graders, probably.
Yeah. They're good, though.
Yeah, they're big. These are big-ass pumpkins, I'm telling
these
you.
These are bigger than last year, for sure. I don't know what they put in the seeds this year, but...
So if you want to see these pumpkins, go to our Instagram and then guess which pumpkin you think is the biggest. We're going to guess right now what we think is the weight of the pumpkin that you can actually call in and give to somebody. Kevin, you carried them. Did you feel like they were heavier last year? What do you think? What do you bench? Like 250?
No, I don't. But I think I lowballed my guess. Because we tested the scale, so I knew what one of the pumpkins weighed.
Kevin cheated, guys.
Why did you do that?
We had to make sure the scale worked, all right? But I couldn't remember what pumpkin I weighed, okay? And the one I weighed was 12 pounds.
Shut up, Kevin. Wow.
Well, now I'm all messed up.
However,
reveal what you had first.
So I said this pumpkin we're looking at, oh my God, you guys. I mean, I said,
Kevin, because you cheated.
No, I didn't cheat.
AB is giving you a look.
I did not cheat.
Seen AB more.
I said 15 pounds, but I'm going to say this. I think I lowballed my answer. I think you guys might be closer than my guess.
My pumpkin that I carried was clearly heavier than Kevin's because I'm really strong, obviously. Uh-huh. People call me the Hulk at the gym. That's my nickname. And so I think it had to be 35 pounds.
See, I said 38 because the only thing I had to compare it to is I have one of those luggage weigher things and it can't be over 50 pounds. So I was trying to compare it to heavy luggage. So
I said in the middle, I said 26 pounds. I was trying to equate it to like dumbbells at the gym and what I feel like it weighs. And I think our big pumpkin is 26
pounds. I think Hannah's going to be the closest.
I was trying to compare it to dumbbells at the gym too. And I actually care. The reason I had probably trouble with this is the dumbbells I use at the gym, they're like specialty ones. They're so strong. Like they're so big. They have to like go in the back and get my dumbbells. So if I'm off, that's the reason. No, well, don't look at me like that. You don't believe me?
No.
I'm curious.
Well, Kevin knows.
I said one of the pumpkins.
Yeah, Kevin cheated.
Pounds.
All right, here's the weigh-in. All right, AB, are you getting this?
Yeah.
It says error because it's too heavy.
Seriously?
See, it did. Let's see. Here we go.
He's plopping that thing down.
It says zero.
Skinny pumpkin.
All right, let's put it. I'll put it on the ground.
Oh, my gosh. Kevin, your scale is whack.
Come over here,
baby. Ew. I thought it, did you say baby?
No, he said AB.
AB, if you want to come over here, maybe. We have a weight.
Okay.
Kevin's such a cheater, guys. It's
why?
21 pounds. The guy who guessed 20.
No, I
okay, know. Wait. Was I closer
than? 15. Oh, I said 15.
Oh, 25. But you were closer.
I said 26.
Without going over.
What is this? Price is Right?
Right.
I also feel like maybe I'm not using specialty dumbbells after all.
Yeah.
Maybe they're lying to me at the gym. These things are huge, though. Wait till you see the pictures of them online. Go to our Instagram, The Brett Maga Show. Who is in need of a pumpkin pick-me-up? And then can you help us carry these 21-pound pumpkins?
Right.
Tell us what's going on in your life. Who is in need of a pumpkin pick-me-up? It is The Brett Maga Show, and one of the things that I love about radio is it's a community of people coming together, and that's what we're doing right now, is we're handing out pumpkins to people who are in need this holiday season. It's a little pumpkin pick-me-up. on the Brett Maga Show. We give out pumpkins that we have hand-selected, or actually we didn't really hand-select them. All the kids did. These are like selected by like second graders at a pumpkin patch. And then we go and hand-deliver them to you. We take it very serious. We literally bring them to you. And it might just seem silly to like, wow, they care so much about a pumpkin, but it's so much more than a pumpkin. And so if you know someone in your life that is in need of a pumpkin pick-me-up, we're going to be doing this all week long to remind people during the holidays we're there for you, the community's there for you. Those little moments matter, and it's a breath of fresh air. Kim, who is in need of a pumpkin pick-me-up in your life?
My brother-in-law. My sister passed away, and
it's been
a hard time for all of us. So, and he babysits his two-year-old grandson every day, and I think it would be really fun for his grandson if somebody shows up with a pumpkin.
Aww.
I'm so sorry about your sister, because it's not just... I love how you're calling for your brother-in-law, but that's your sister, too, Kim.
Yeah, it is. We've all been pretty sad.
One of the things that I think the pumpkin can like just symbolize is like this presence of your sister still being there around the table with you guys and carving and spending those holidays together. Because that's like, I think, and it seems, sounds like it just recently happened, when you lose someone, those first holidays, they suck, right? They just suck.
They do. They really, they have seven grandkids, and I just think it's going to be hard for everybody this year. So I think with the two-year-old being at his house every day, I think that that would be just a really good pick-me-up.
I love that, like, the two-year-old can either paint or carve or decorate this pumpkin.
Out of it.
Yeah. This is one of the traditions.
Or kick it or throw it. Or
kick it or throw it. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
My daughter, who's two, she got to put like handprints on a pumpkin just recently. And now every single time we walk in the house, she points it out and she tells everyone about it. Anyone who walks into our house, anyone who does anything, she's like, that's my pumpkin. I painted it. And I just feel like then your sister's presence, who's going to be painted by this two-year-old, you know, her granddaughter, is going to be like felt so strongly within your home.
Exactly. I think so, too.
All right. So we're going to hand deliver this pumpkin to your brother-in-law, and we're going to be showing and spreading some love for you and your family, because I know the holidays can be really hard this time of the year, okay?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kim. Hold on. We'll get your info. And that's why it's just more than just a silly old pumpkin. It's about our family having presence, even beyond when they're gone.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So it is no secret that Justin Timberlake has gone through it this past year. He had a tour that completely flopped. He got Lyme disease. He got a DWI. Just not the best things for him. But what I do find really interesting is in a recent interview, we learned that him and his wife held really strong throughout all that. A lot of people, you know, going through those types of things, you know, your relationship might fold into that. But apparently him and Jessica Biel have been running strong. They've been together since 2012. And they did admit that last year was a lot. But the main thing that really got them through was Jessica was really supportive of all the things Justin faced.
I mean,
not the DWI. Yeah.
I mean, like, it's all her. Like, he got the DWI. He was on tour and struggling on tour and had viral videos of him struggling on tour. He was super disconnected to what the family was doing. Like, she just continued to be a saint throughout the whole thing. So, like, yeah, all of the credit seems to go to her. I also think it's weird. I know there was, like, kind of, like, some weird speculation because of how he was acting out. But I also think it's kind of weird when, like, couples ever like, we're doing fine over here. Like, it does feel like, why are you, okay? Yeah. Why are we commenting? Mm. Other than I know there was some speculation because of all of the stuff he was acting out. But I feel like it's almost like there was troubled waters.
Yeah, I think they did acknowledge, like, yeah, last year was rough. But I think one of the biggest indicators that they were going through it and now are probably trying to gain fresh air, literally, is because they've been spending so much time out in Colorado and Montana. Quite literally the most freeing...
Disconnected.
Yeah, like, disconnected spaces possible. So, I mean, I hope it is true. I hope they are holding up strong. And I hope that Jessica Biel is able to get some relief because, yeah, she's been the backbone for a hot second.
Yeah, that guy, he should be, like, thanking her every single day.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag, baby, it's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
I think I might have pissed off one of the big corporate guys for our company. Sorry, team. It is the Brett Maga Show. Can we have a conversation about passive-aggressive text messages? Is, like, the heart, just sending someone a heart, like emoji thing? Because I don't use emojis. Is that passive aggressive? 855-444-6342. 855-444-MEGA. What do you think is the most passive aggressive text message people can send? If you're annoyed with someone, do you send the heart? Do you just do like a thumbs up? Do you do the K text back? What's considered a passive text, passive aggressive text message? 855-444-MEGA. I feel like all emojis now at this point are passive aggressive. So
what?
I just don't get them.
You are alone in that. I feel like everybody else understands emojis, but
no, I will explain why I'm not crazy. Because this exchange, I guarantee no one's going to know if I was being told to mind my place or not. I'm having a text message conversation with one of the corporate guys for our company, and we're talking business, all right? Business chatter through text, which is always nerve-wracking in the first place. Then the conversation turns casual, and the Mariners were in the ALS championship, and they had some big games going on. This guy lives in Seattle, and I'm like, are you going to the game? And he goes, no, the tickets are way too expensive, man. And that like kind of ended the conversation. And then I saw on social media he was at the game. So I texted him, said, thought those tickets were too expensive, bro. And I got a heart emoji back.
That's perfect.
He's good? We're good?
Yeah. I feel like he was I think that was weird.
See? Thank you.
I think it was weird.
Thank you. This is why.
Normally, if you heart somebody's message, I don't think it's passive aggressive. If you thumbs up somebody's message, it is a little passive aggressive.
Confusing.
See, no, I'm a thumbs up guy. Because I'm like this. I don't know you well enough to show you I love you.
Do you see this kind of thumbs up? Confusion that's happening?
No.
Text messages are so confusing. Just use words, people. Like,
yeah.
Hey.
What is wrong with a heart? A heart is endearing and
in
cool.
This case, it needed to be followed with like a ha-ha.
I know.
And an explanation.
Ha-ha. This is a corporate guy. He's not in with the LOLs and the ha-has and the extra foo-foo. He's lucky that he responded at all.
I'm thinking he was saying, like, mind your business, bro. I'll spend my money how I want.
No, he's saying, like, I love being here.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what he was saying.
I think,
well, he loves me. He's like, thank you for your dollar. He gave me a hug back.
No, I think he's saying these were expensive tickets, but I paid the price because I want to be here.
Instead of hearting it, he should have done the ha-ha thing, like when you double tap
it. No, he didn't react.
Click,
he sent the emoji of a heart.
Oh, he just sent a heart?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
That's just weird. Nobody does that.
See? This is why. Okay. I don't know. What are passive-aggressive text messages? If someone sends the heart, sometimes I think that's being passive-aggressive.
The heart is the best thing to send. If he was sending, like, the thumbs up, I think that could maybe be interpreted differently. But it's the heart. What is wrong with love?
When I send, like pictures of my kids to, like, family, and they just send the heart back, I want them to be like, oh, I love it. That's so cute. What are you guys doing? Like, it's supposed to, like, use, like, talk. Like, when they send, like, just a heart back, I'm like, are they just saying, like, cute, leave me alone? That's how I felt like the corporate guy was saying to me. He's like, cute, bro, I'm at the game. Leave me alone. Like, that's what I thought was happening. See? You just get in your head.
All right.
I want to know, is these type of messages passive aggressive, like when you just send an emoji back, or if you just thumbs up it, or you just like it? Because I feel like that way of communication is super passive aggressive. No one, when you comment on something, you have the option just like click on it, hold it, and you can do heart, thumbs up, haha. I feel like any response on that is they're annoyed with you, right?
I don't know.
Who knows anymore?
Yeah.
See,
no.
That's what I'm saying. All right, jump in on this. What's the most passive-aggressive text message? And is sending a heart emoji kind of sort of passive-aggressive? 855-444-MEGA. Jumping on these passive-aggressive text messages. Was I not in the joking stage with the corporate guy? It is the Brett Maga Show, and we're having a conversation about passive-aggressive text messages. Because texting is hard. Now there's emojis. You can like a certain thing. You can give thumbs up. You can say words that are passive aggressive. I was joking around with, guys in the C-suite, and I don't really know if we're at a joking level. We are having a conversation that turned to kind of personal. And the person said, hey, I'm not going to go to the Seattle Mariners game. He's from Seattle. And so the tickets are just too expensive. And, the big corporate guy kind of, joked around when I saw him at the game. Like, big corporate money, huh? Guess you found the money to be to the game. And I got a heart back. And I'm like, he probably thought, like, I had overstepped. Like, stay in your lane, bro. Worry about how much. I'm like, but maybe he was just like, oh, thanks for acknowledging that. I'm at the game. Mm-hmm. I'm all up in my head about it. Was he being passive-aggressive? 855-444-MEGA. Kayla, do you think this guy, this corporate guy, was being passive-aggressive with me?
I took it as passive-aggressive. It was like, haha, not going with you, Brett. I'm going, though. I've been on it for weeks.
Dang it. Now I'm just going to be overthinking
it. I think
it.
You're lucky you even got a response at all.
You think that's
and
good?
And the one you got was a heart. What's wrong with the heart?
You think I should just randomly send him hearts back?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Days later. Days later.
What's the kissy face one?
Love you.
Like, oh no, like what is the emoji? They blow like kisses, like with the lips? Is that what they do?
Yeah, and there's like red hearts.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. That's not passive aggressive?
No, that's pretty direct.
What is a, like, if you're in an argument with your boyfriend, Hannah, what's the most passive aggressive text message?
For sure, just saying K.
It's funny.
The letter K.
You
K?
Love emojis. It's not an emoji for you?
No, that's what emojis it is for- I can decipher and I'm good with, and you can play around with an emoji. A text just saying K is literally being like, F off is the equivalent.
Really?
When my wife is pissed at me, I get a K text. Or if I'm pissed
my
at
dad
her.
Only responds in K texts.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
So he's always.
So apparently he's always mad.
Pissed. Yeah, because that's how we communicate. What do you guys?
I think it's the eye roll emoji. The one where you're like, ugh.
Oh, really?
See, I take that as sarcastic.
See?
And okay. Funny.
I just want to point out that Hannah said, Brett, emojis are so easy to decipher. We are not on the same
no,
page
not
for
at all.
A single emoji, just so we
Kevin
are
Kevin also thought scoring. The wink and the tongue was a funny face.
Yeah, yes. I thought that was sarcasm.
Sexual. Wink and tongue?
Yeah, you're like,
you
ah.
Hear wink and tongue, what do you think of?
So, ah. Baby, what do you think is
what I think of.
What do you think is passive-aggressive?
I think the most passive-aggressive thing is just the thumbs-up emoji.
Really? Emoji?
See, me and my boyfriend Julian send that as a funny thing.
I have never felt more validated on the show ever. I hate emojis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.